going on, people? It's another episode with Daily Talks with Link, man, and I'm back at it again, man, on this beautiful Monday afternoon, man. And I just wanted to talk to y'all today, man, just about life in general, you know, ups and downs, the virtues you go through. You just gotta keep going, man. Like, throughout all this stuff, it's tough out here, man, but you gotta keep going. Like, that's one thing I'm learning. You know what I mean? Life is just gonna be so many obstacles thrown at you. You just gotta be in a position of where you wanna be able to go through an obstacle, you know, go through them tough times and be able to talk to people and have something to say positive. You know, it's so hard, man. And I think a lot of that, man, is just you gotta find your inner self and understand what, how you like to move, you know, like what makes you happy and what things you feel like can help you progress in a way that you want to, you know, because we all progress, but we all progress in different ways, some faster than others, some slower than others. But at the end of the day, we all want to progress. So just going in and finding your inner self and just trying to understand things like that, I think that's, for me, is super big. Just because, you know, life gonna come. You know, you're gonna have obstacles and shit. But it can daunt you down, man. It can really bring you down to a point where you feeling so unappreciated, so invisible. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can have times where you just going through it, you know what I mean? And you just gotta find that inner thing in you, which you know you can make happen. You know what I mean? And make yourself happy, because at the end of the day, that's all it's gonna boil down to. You making yourself happy. You doing certain things a certain way that you know your inner self and is gonna really feel good about, you know? It's such a journey, man, here with this stuff, man. It's such a journey. I don't even think, I wish I was, when I was younger, man, people would just explain life a little bit better in terms of what it is. Because it's definitely what you make it. That's one thing I'm starting to really understand. It's definitely what you make it. So if somebody would just explain and then, you know, I heard that growing up, but it was never like, oh, it's what you make it, you know what I'm saying? But it's definitely what you're able to do for yourself, you know what I mean? And what you able to, how serious are you? I think that's one of the big things. How serious are you? Like, we talk about a lot of things, but, like, really, how serious are you? You know what I mean? I be looking at myself like that sometimes. Like, I be in a position where I'm like, man, shit, I'm ready to goddamn get this shit rolling. I'm ready to just, you know what I mean, be on me. Do what I need to do. And I just think it's tough, you know? It's super tough. It's super tough. I mean, you just gotta goddamn really find a serious level of focusness, like to a level where nobody can knock you off your bounds and your line. You know what I mean? Like, this life is so different and so many different ways. We just got to be able to be able to put ourselves in great positions, you know. And I mean, it's so hard, man. I know I'm saying that, but like, man, you'll go through life and like shit will happen to you and you'll be like, damn, like you never thought something would happen to you in that fashion. So for me, I just feel like we just gotta goddamn keep that focus. Like, that focus mean a lot to people. I don't think people understand the seriousness of that, of how focus is. You know what I mean? Like, if you got a certain level of focus, man, it's like, it's almost inevitable for your goddamn success to happen. You know? And I think that's one thing we need to do as, like, a race of human beings, man. You know what I'm saying? Reevaluate what we consider success. Like, just what we really consider success. Like, a lot of things, man, success shouldn't even have nothing to do with materialistic things. Like, I feel like success is such a one-man journey, a journey for a man, and or, you know, just a man. I'm speaking for man and woman when I say that. It's just a journey within yourself of what makes you feel great. You know what I'm saying? We all know we can get the society and what they value as success, but I just feel like we should reevaluate that shit for ourselves. Like, getting a new something-something, and you got a new how, you know, just new shit and materialistic shit. I mean, it's cool. Don't get me wrong. We all like the finer things in life. You know what I mean? As human beings, if it's better, we want it. You know what I mean? But we should reevaluate the way we think. Like, you feel like you ain't being successful because you ain't got a certain thing. You know what I'm saying? I heard a quote not too long ago, man. Once you start looking at what you don't have, you're going to always feel like you don't have enough. But once you start looking at what you do have, you're going to realize you got more than enough. You know what I mean? So it's one of those situations where you really got to goddamn look at what around you and what makes you happy, what makes you feel, bring a certain type of energy throughout you and your body. You know, it's so many different levels to things in life. So I feel like with that, you should definitely focus on that type of thing. You know what I mean? And it will, you know what I mean? It's almost like it's almost like when you're doing the right thing in that nature, it's like a path come to you, and you just kind of like, no, this is my path. And I say that like, you'll be doing something, and then you just have a moment where you're like, oh, this is what I need to be doing. You get what I'm saying? It's like, oh, okay, this is it. So once you have that feeling, and you know what I mean, there's nothing you can do. Like, and it's always about having that positive energy, though. Like, that's one thing I don't want to shade away from. Like, you want to go into every situation in your life, every situation you deal with, you want all those situations to be a part of you, but also shape your future in a way where, you know, you learn from them. You goddamn, you gain some form of knowledge from whatever, you know what I mean, you go through life. You want to make sure you can feel the newness, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard to explain. It's like when you find yourself in a place where you feel like you got a particular purpose, it opens up things differently. Like when you got a certain level of goddamn purpose in your heart, especially when it's in your heart, it's so different. Cause now it's like you move with a particular intent. You know, it ain't just doing stuff just to be doing stuff now. You know what I mean? When you feel like you got that purpose in your heart and you found it and you know how to move, intent becomes crucial. Everything you do is about your intent. You know, once you find a way or find what it is that you know what you want to do, man, I just pray everybody come out and push this and push like positivity in a way never seen before. Like, I just want a whole shift of the culture. You get what I'm saying? I really want everybody to focus and like push a positive, like no negativity, you know what I mean? And it's so like, it'll change like the outlook. Like, energy is the main thing. So you have to go in with the positive energy. You know, a lot of times niggas be apprehensive and scared, and you know what I'm saying, you going in the situation not with a positive mindset, so you already like self-programming yourself for the bad stuff to happen. You know, it's like you gotta have a positive outlook on anything that you're doing. Like, in it's such a small reality. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you get into certain situations, it'd be like, damn, that's the reality of it. It's such a small reality. So you really want to, like, you know what I mean? I don't want to say, like, force yourself, but, like, find something in you where you don't have to have that same level of, like, raunchiness and shit. Like, you really want to just be able to be free. Like, I'm at a level in my life, bro, where I want to be considered harmless. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I don't want to cause no harm. You know, I don't want to cause any harm to no one. You know what I mean? I'm just at a level where it's like, it's so much more out here than a lot of shit, man. Like, it's so much more and so much more we could be doing. I just feel like we should definitely take the time out and reiterate our lives and make ourselves better, you know, in any way, shape, or form. Like, legit. Like, push something. Because I'm such now, I'm so focused, like, just seeing the youth and how they move. It's like me coming up in a generation where I was the youngest. And now as I'm getting older, I'm starting to see, like, oh, it's this generation's below me. So, like, now having generations below me, it's like, damn, it's like you really follow what the last generation did to a certain extent. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not all will be, you know what I mean, crazy and wild, but, like, what they call it, the principle of it all, man. It's like we really do the same shit. You know what I mean? It's like we only gonna do what the humans before us was trying to do, or, you know what I'm saying, or showed us what to do. That's why it's like such so important to have such like a culture shift and mind frame. Like, there's no reason we should be having certain issues we have, especially amongst the black community. Like, it's just certain issues we shouldn't have. Like, there's no reason why we shouldn't be tight with family. You know what I mean? Like, to me, there's no reason. Like, you can't give me a logical reason. You know what I'm saying? We live in a he say, she say land, and everybody feeling entitled and mad about everything. Nah, man. We in a whole nother, like, realm of shit. Like, family should just be there. Like, it shouldn't even be no questioning. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's what's really, like, the family. Like, it's such a hard level to, like, get in. And I don't really necessarily, like, because a lot of immediate families and shit be goddamn kind of messed up in life. But I mean, like, family. Like, your cousins, your aunties, your uncles, and things like that. Like, we definitely should be tighter than what we are now. I just feel like we be wanting certain lives, and we want a certain status, and we want certain things. And a lot of this stuff can really be easily obtained with family. Like, it's not even funny at this time. Like, we can legit be goddamn multi-millionaires amongst family, you know. And I feel like money around family is just different when you got 4 million amongst your family versus you getting 4 million. It's different when you got 4 million amongst your family, you know. Problems do happen, but like when it's with family, it's such a different ordeal, because everybody get to see it. Everybody get to touch it. Everybody know it is possible. You know, I think that's the major, major thing. Everybody knows it's possible. Once we start getting into that realm again in life, especially in the black household, man, I just feel like we're not family oriented enough. Like, yeah, we might do something. Yeah, a funeral might come around. Yeah, a holiday might come and we might, you know, link up. A few, you know, not everybody, but you know what I mean? We try to get that vibe. But for me, it's like, we need a lot more. Like, it shouldn't be no reason we only talk on holidays. It shouldn't be no reason I'm not, you know what I mean? It shouldn't be no reason for a lot of these things. And then when you boil down to the root of stuff, it don't even be nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, the real root of what, like, somebody had a feeling. You know what I'm saying? Of course, it'd be more ties later on, like, past stuff. But, like, bro, the root of stuff don't even be that issue. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in a position where I'm seeing just altercations and things happening. And the way this life moving, it's like, okay, if I'm going to move in a certain way of life, I'm going to have to really, really get down deep and be able to cut people off in a sense. Like, because it's so, man, it's like a way of life where you be in there, man. You be like, man, I want to do this and do that. And then you get into a situation where you feel like the people around you ain't really, like, you know what I mean, for what you doing or anything like that. So for me, you know what I mean, you got to boil down to a point where you just cutting folks off. You know what I mean? Devalue the value. Like, you gotta have some valuable people around you. I had an episode not too long ago where I spoke on this. Like, you gotta have some value in your life. Like, it ain't even gotta be like immediate people and shit, but you want like just some form of value where you feel like you can go to it, almost similar to a safe haven. Like, oh, you can go over there and do something. Like, you want the value of things to be good. You want somebody who value you. You know what I mean? You just gotta get in. We gotta get in these ways where we focus, man. And, 'cause I feel like everybody act like everything's all good. And as I'm getting older and seeing everything, everything is not all good. Like, it's weird. Like, you get on social media, man, and it really don't be all good. Like, people really be acting like life is good. You know what I mean? Like, posting shit. It's like, even though you ain't supposed to, you know what I mean? It's the internet. You ain't supposed to goddamn take that shit into consideration. But, like, I'm knowing people who, like, legit putting stuff, posting things, and you go see about life and push up on them in real time, in real life, and it's not the same energy. You know what I mean? So, for me, it's like, I just gotta get better. You know what I mean? I just feel like we should all get better, push more positivity and focus. You know what I mean? Get them goals knocked down, man. Get them goals knocked down. Get them goals knocked down. Man. Well, I'm probably finna wrap it up here, man. I want to thank everybody for listening out there, man. Wherever y'all at, wherever y'all, thank you for clicking the play button. You know, thank you for clicking the play button. Thank you, because a lot of, you know, I'm just want people to feel good and get some type of knowledge from something. Feel like you learn something, you gain something from listening to me. You know what I mean? I don't really care too much about the money side of it or anything like that. I just want you to click play and get some knowledge from me, some form of, like, you feel like you got a better understanding of me, yourself, or, you know what I mean, when you listen to me, that's what I want you to do, you know what I mean, that's what I want you to do. And before I go, man, I want to tell everybody, I want to ask everybody a simple question. Wake up in the morning, and you go in that mirror, give yourself one simple question: do you know who you are? That'll be it for today, man. Thank y'all for tuning in with Daily Talks with Link. I'll be back at y'all next week.